Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014, and it is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Unveiling the Psychic Truth. And I want to say thank you for everyone who will be listening to this and those who will be listening to this show in the future. It's a great honor to be able to talk on the radio every single month and share insight and knowledge and wisdom with all of you. And it's also wonderful to be able to connect with new people, which is one of my main goals for doing this show, is to spread the word and share information and talk about what it's honestly like to be psychic. So I have a lot of wonderful topics that I'm going to be discussing today, but before I get started, I just want to give out my information. You can call at 313-516-8210. That is my direct business line. You can also email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. And I post everything on Facebook, my classes, my prices, my product, a little bit of everything that I do. So if you would like to connect with me, that is definitely the way to do it. And I will give that information out again at the end of the show. So I have a few different topics that I wanted to talk about today. October happens to be my favorite month of the year. It actually happens to be also my favorite time of the year. And I was actually talking about this with a friend this morning about how it's my favorite time of year. And that's for several different reasons. I love the way the leaves start to change color, you know, and all of the Halloween and Samhain things that are out right now, you know, the candy, the pumpkins, the little witches, the ghosts, and so forth. Samhain, or Halloween, as most people know it, is actually my favorite holiday. I also love this time of year because it happens to fall on my wedding anniversary, which was yesterday. And lastly, I love this time of year because it represents the thinning of the veil. Now, most people don't know what the thinning of the veil means, and some of you out there may know, and that is great. I think that more people need to kind of be aware of this time of year and what it represents. The thinning of the veil usually happens around Samhain or Halloween, and what it represents is that the veil between our world and the next is very, very thin, so that those spirits who are our loved ones, who are our ancestors, who are our spirit guides, can actually pass more easily back and forth between the worlds. They can pass very easily through the veil. So this time of year is a great time to work with our ancestors, talk to our spirit guides. It's also a wonderful time of year to talk to those who are deceased or parted. And that's one of the reasons why it is my favorite time of year. I personally have lost a lot of loved ones, and I feel closer to them, you know, this time of year more than anything. Now, I'm going to remind all of you guys out there that I'm a medium, so I actually get to see my loved ones here or there on a regular basis. They're not always around me, and they're not always standing in front of me, but I do hear from them, especially when they have an opinion. But this time of year, I can actually feel them a lot more powerfully, a lot more almost like they are genuinely physically here. So the energy and the vibration in the air really changes around this time of year. People kind of tend to go a couple different ways. I've talked to a lot of clients recently who seem to be very energetically charged. They're having a hard time sleeping. You know, they feel like they're picking up on something they can't quite put their finger on. They're having an extensive amount of more dreams or more visions. You know, they are working more with crystals. Their intuition has just gone through the roof. And then I have talked to those types of people who, you know, they feel negative. They feel kind of low. They feel like they can't quite put their finger on something. They just feel drained. You know, they're having a little bit of a hard time. So the veil affects everyone differently. But I will tell you this is a great time of year for manifestation. This is a great time of year for reducing negativity and talking to loved ones. And this is a great time of year to really focus on what you want to accomplish in the spiritual sense. You know, whether it be studying a new path, and that path can be anything from pagan to Wicca to Buddhism to Catholic, you know, whatever your spiritual path may be. And this is also a wonderful time of year for those out there that like to do magic or energy work. A lot of you guys would know that as manifestation. So, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the term magic. There are those out there that do believe in magic, and that is the same thing as using energy to perform a manifestation and hopefully get what you want. So the veil is very thin this time of year, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because it seems since I was a child that every year the veil has been getting thinner faster. It's also been getting thinner in essence, and that veil has been staying thinner longer. Now, that means, you know, when I was a child around this time of year, I picked up on the veil because I've been a medium and a psychic the majority of my life. When I was a little girl, this was my favorite time of year. And I always noticed that Halloween was my favorite, and the veil was, you know, very thin around that day. I used to just love to sit down on Halloween outside and just enjoy the energy. I didn't quite know what I was doing when I was, you know, 5 or 6, but I just know that I had to sit outside and kind of just bask in that energy. Well, as I started to get older and get into my teens, I noticed that, you know, the veil was starting to thin more around September, and that energy was already starting to flow around September. Now, as an adult today, I will tell you that the veil actually started thinning in August. So what does this mean? Well, I'm sure that a lot of people out there have a lot of different theories on it. You know, why is this veil thinning faster? Why is it thinning, you know, quicker? Why is it staying open longer? What does that mean? My theory on this is just this, that we are becoming more enlightened beings, that the world is becoming much more open-minded, that spirituality is starting to become a little bit more of a norm. It is not being shunned as much as it used to. People are beginning to work with their intuitive talents, and they are beginning to work with their spiritual selves. And that means that the other side is having a little bit more of a wiggle room to be able to come to us. We're more open for it. We're more ready for it. So I think that is why this is occurring. There is this spiritual alignment going on. Alignment, excuse me. So I think that is why the veil is thinning and continuing to do so. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about today, and I want to thank everybody for joining in and listening. I do see I have some listeners. I wanted to talk about negativity. Now, a lot of people feel around this time of year, you know, the veil is thinning. We're being more capable of talking to our ancestors and our loved ones and our spirit guides. But doesn't that mean that all of the negative can come through as well? You know, I was watching the TV the other day with my husband, and we've seen a commercial for that new movie, Ouija. And he looked at me and he goes, "Oh, we got to go see that. You know, it looks so scary. I wonder if it's true," and so forth and so on. And I started cracking up, and I looked at him and I said, "You know, a lot of the current, you know, scary movies are coming out. Is there some basis in fact? Yes, but for the majority of purposes, it's entertainment, and not all of it is true. Can we use a Ouija board to connect with those that have been departed? Yes. Are you always going to get evil coming through and trying to take your soul? No." And the same goes for, you know, we were talking about that movie Annabelle that is coming out, and it's actually before The Conjuring. Now, Annabelle is actually based on a true story. You can actually look it up. It is based on a true story. I don't know how true they are sticking to that story in the movie, but yeah, there's definitely some truth in that movie too. But it's just funny that around this time of year, all these movies come out, and it really kind of gets everybody's nerves going of, you know, what if, what are the possibilities, you know, are the dead going to start walking, or zombies going to fill the blocks, or witches going to be flying underneath the full moon. This is not a time of year for negativity. This is a time of year to get rid of it, to reduce it, to let it go. This is not a time of year that we expect all of the ghosts and ghouls and goblins and the demons and the entities to come through. That is not of our expectation. I don't think that there are any people out there manifesting that. And as long as it remains that way, they will not come through the veil. They don't have the right to come through the veil. None of us are focusing on that. None of us want that. And that is not what we're intending when we want to talk to those who are dearly departed. So for that fear, I would say I understand the caution, because everyone wants to be cautious, but don't feel that, you know, if you try to talk to mom who's been gone for 10 years, that you're going to get a demon right alongside her. No, you're not manifesting that. You're not bringing that to you. And as long as you're manifesting with love and light, you will not accomplish anything dark. That's not the point. That's not what we're trying to accomplish at all. So let's talk about reducing negativity. This is a great time of year for reducing negativity in your life. This is also the time of year where the negativity just kind of seems to catch up to people. You know, I've been talking to a lot of clients lately who feel like there is something negative going on in their lives, and they're really having a hard time with that, or that they're struggling with it. You know, I think that it becomes very strong this time of year because we're starting to go into the fall. It's getting colder here in Michigan. You know, the holidays are almost upon us. Not everybody here likes winter. Not everybody across the world likes winter. And some people kind of dive headlong into those winter blues. You know, the holidays are a wonderful time of year for a lot of people, but they can also be one of the most stressful times of year for a lot of people, especially when you're dealing with economic hardships. You know, how am I going to buy gifts for my children? How am I going to have, you know, these fancy meals? How am I going to be able to handle it? You know, have I made enough money to make through the year? You know, this time of year kind of just, it's almost like we came out of the summer where everybody was enjoying the vacationing and so forth and so on, and now we're dipping into a little bit of a period of time where it's almost like everything starts to kind of weigh on everybody's minds. Now, I'm here to tell everybody, you know, take a deep breath. Take a very deep breath and let it out. This is a wonderful time of year to reduce that negativity. This is a wonderful time of year, which most, if you do study the pagan or the Wiccan religion, we actually just came out of Mabon, which is, you know, the fall equinox. This is a time of year in the pagan faith to be thankful for all of the positive you have, and it's also the time of year to manifest what you would like. So it's a time of thanks, and it's a time of manifestation. Now, if you want to purge, then this is a good time of year to purge that negativity. But this is what I'm going to challenge all of you guys to do today. Instead of thinking about all of the negativity, whether it's I hate my job, my relationship's not going well, why won't my kids listen, you know, am I going to be able to afford this, can I make my car payment, you know, all of these are doubts, these are negativities we focus on, we analyze, we bring into manifestation. I want you to sit down and I want you to think, what am I thankful for? What am I thankful for in my life? Am I healthy? I should be thankful for that. Do I have a roof over my head? I should be thankful for that. Do I have a spouse who cares about me? I should be thankful for that. Do I have air in my lungs? Do I have money in the bank? You know, even if it's $2.50, is there still something there? Are my bills paid? What are you thankful for? Are you thankful for your friends and family? Are you thankful for your children? Are you thankful that you get to eat every day and that there's meals provided on the table? What are you thankful for? And really focus on being thankful and what you would wish to accomplish. Manifestation is kind of twofold, and so is negativity. The more you think about something negative, the more you manifest it. The more you think about something positive, the more you manifest it. So negativity should actually be released and let go of, because we don't want to manifest it in our lives. We do not want to carry that weight. We do not want to keep it, and we don't want it to overcome us. And that's a little bit of a struggle. But this is my way of reducing negativity, and this is what I would like to share with you guys today. Think of all of the things that you would like to accomplish, or all the things that are negative in your life, like a pie. And for the sake of the season, and one of my favorites, let's think of it as a nice big pumpkin pie. Now let's divide that pumpkin pie into 10 different slices. And for all of you out there listening, or who will be listening to this in the archive, please imagine this with me. You can even draw it on paper if you would like. So you have 10 slices of a pumpkin pie, and it makes up a whole one. For all of those who, all of us who remember math, when we learned this in elementary school, elementary school. I just had a flashback. But you have 10 pieces of pumpkin pie, and it's sitting in on this big, large plate, and it forms the whole entire pie. Now, each one of these slices represents something negative in your life, whether it be your personal relationships, whether it be your relationship with family or friends, whether it be your job or your career, whether it be your health, whatever it is, these 10 slices represent something negative. Now imagine that you took all of your energy and you put it into these 10 slices of pie. Now, this is where we get into fractions. We have 100% of our energy into 10 slices of pie. You're only putting about 10% of your effort into each problem. How much can you accomplish in one situation if you're only putting 10% of your effort into it? Not a whole lot. You're not going to get very far at all. So this is what I challenge you to do. Take those 10 slices of pie, write them down. Write down every single one of those issues, every single one of those things that you're dealing with right now, and categorize them by this. What are the issues I can change? Because if you do have no power over the situation and you cannot change it, then put it on the back burner. The universe will take care of it for you. That is what the universe does. They take care of the things that we cannot handle, and they have a reason for it. But take those issues that you can handle, that you can change, that you do have an influence on, and take the one that you can change the most. What is the top one you can change the most, that you have the most influence? 9 times out of 10, when I do this exercise with clients, they tell me their love life or their work life. Those two usually end up being on the top, because you have the right to change your career and change your job. You just have to have the courage to do so, and you have the right to change your love life, because you never have to settle for anything less than what you feel like you deserve. So these are usually the top two clients tell me, and focus on that one. Focus on that one you can change. Because the moment you start to do that, you are literally putting 100% of your effort into something you can change. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to remove at least one slice of pie? To be able to sit down and put some whipped cream on top of it and eat it and go, now I get to enjoy the pie rather than sitting there staring at it. So I'm going to recommend that all of you guys try this exercise and see if it helps. And if it doesn't help, then you know what? Try it for manifestations. Switch it up. Write down the things that you would like to manifest. Put 10 manifestations out there and try it that way. But I would say try it with the negativities first, because I really think that you can find a peace of mind and feel a little bit more at ease when you can look at it logically and go, this is what I can change and this is what I can't. And I can't continue to focus on all of it. Instead, I need to focus on what I can change, because that would be one less thing off my plate, one less thing on my mind. Now, I know I have plenty of listeners out there. I can see all of you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And those of you that are in the chat room right now listening, I would love feedback on this. I love feedback. So if you try this, and any feedback, whether it worked, it didn't work, I'm struggling with this, can you help me, whatever it is, I would love feedback. My email is moon, M-O-O-N, beam, B-E-A-M, essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, at yahoo.com. Email me and let me know how this worked for you. Let me know if this helped. Now, a few other ways you can reduce negativity. There are a lot of different herbs out there that can reduce negativity. Lavender and chamomile tea are very good for the body, and they can reduce negativity and anxiety. All herbs have both a medicinal and a magical purpose. And for the medicinal sake, they do calm the nerves and anxiety, but for a magical sense, they do relieve stress and negativity. There's also a lot of crystals out there. Some of my personal favorites are ruby and fuchsite. Even though it kind of wards off, witchcraft and magic and so forth and so on, I like the properties of it. They're both healing, and the ruby in it is very protective. It reduces negativity. Garnet has gained popularity recently and is really good for protection. Reducing negativity, you got your black tourmaline, your onyx, your obsidians. A lot of people are using hematite to reduce negativity. I'm not saying it won't do that. I'm just saying that, if it doesn't work for you or doesn't feel like it's working for you, then maybe try a little bit of a darker stone or a blacker stone. Hematite is very good for grounding, and a lot of people use it for that sensation. Hematite actually does not work to ground me. I actually have to use sodalite for grounding. It's a lot more calmer. But there's a lot of stones out there that can help you reduce negativity. A lot of people out there wear religious symbols. How many of you guys out there are wearing a cross around your neck right now, or have a cross near you, or maybe a pentacle, or maybe Buddha, or Kuan Yin, or any sort of religious icon, maybe the Star of David, whatever it is. If you believe that that can protect you, and you firmly believe that that can keep you safe, then wouldn't it mean that it can also reduce the negativity around you and take that away? So these are just some examples of things that can reduce negativity. There's a lot of things out there that can help. You are more than welcome to call and talk to me if you need help finding a solution, or if you need help reducing negativity in your life. My phone number is 313-516-8210. The one big service that I do offer for reducing negativity is my spiritual cleansings. These are for people who are going through trauma, grief, loss, negativity in any shape, form, or fashion, feel like they have a negative energy or entity around them. My spiritual cleansings remove all of that. But I would say try it on your own first. Epsom salt baths reduce negativity. Candles, sweetgrass or sage reduce negativity, especially in the home. You can actually take a glass of water. I usually say glass or crystal. Fill it with the most natural water you can get, whether it's spring water and so forth. And if you don't have access to that, then tap water is perfectly fine. Place it in the sun for at least an hour. Let it warm up and down it. We call this the water of the angels. The sunlight purifies the water and puts positivity into it. And it is said that the angels bless the water when it's in the sun. Down that glass of water, it'll actually purge any negativity out of you, and it will remove the toxins from the body as well. So these are just some ideas and some examples to help for this time of year and help reduce that negativity. Now let's move on to manifestation. Everybody out there wants to manifest. Everyone out there wants the new car, the new job, the money in the bank. I've had a couple of clients lately who've been wanting to get pregnant. Everybody always has a manifestation, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But why don't we achieve our manifestations on a daily basis? Why, if we put it out to the universe, and the universe hears us, why aren't we getting that new job? Why aren't we getting that new car or that new home? Why can't we get out of financial debt? Why can't we accomplish everything we ever dreamed of? Well, we can. We can. The problem is this. It's us. The moment you put a manifestation out there to the universe snaps its fingers and it's there. but we don't grab it because we have all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, all of our doubts, our fears, our traumas, our losses, our griefs. Everything that we think and feel is between us and that manifestation. Let's say, for instance, I would like a new career or a new job. So I work hard and I apply for all these positions and so forth and so on, but I'm not getting a call back. I'm not getting anybody calling me back for an interview, and I don't understand why. I'm working hard. I need a new job. I want this. Why am I not getting it? Why is it not coming? Did I apply for jobs that I felt like I didn't deserve? Did I apply for jobs that maybe I thought I didn't have the skill set for? So therefore, they would never call me and want to interview me because I don't have the skills. Did I apply for jobs that maybe my mom told me growing up I would never be able to do or I would never be able to accomplish? Did I apply for jobs that I couldn't possibly get because that would be such a pay raise, and even though I really need it, do I really deserve it? Why would somebody pay me that kind of money? I'm just me. All of our doubts, our fears, all of those things get in the way of our manifestations. Every day we analyze every decision we make. Every day. We ask ourselves if we deserve our spouses and our loved ones. We ask ourselves if we deserve to be happy and healthy. We ask ourselves, you know, do we deserve a new car? Have we worked hard enough for it? Society teaches us you grow up, you get good grades. You know, you graduate, you go to college, you get married, you have kids. You know, you always have to be striving for something. That's what society teaches us. We always have to be striving for something. But in the meantime, what society is teaching us is a concept called bought thoughts. And I really wanted to talk about this concept because I've been working with this recently, and also it was taught to me, and the woman who taught it to me is a wonderful lady, and she is amazing, and I want to thank her for this because this concept is very beautiful. So this is the concept of bought thoughts. Think about your job or your career right now. What are you doing? And why are you doing it? Are you happy? Is it what you want to be doing? Is it what fulfills you? Or how about your relationship? Are you with the person that makes you genuinely happy? Do you feel like that is your soulmate or the one that you're supposed to be with? Or what about your home? Are you happy with it? Is it everything that you ever wanted? Over the course of our lives, we buy thoughts. These thoughts include, you know, my mom telling me when I'm little, you can't be a writer, or you can't be a lawyer, or you can't be a nurse, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. You'll never achieve that. Or maybe it was dad. Or maybe growing up, your friend saying, you don't deserve that relationship. He treats you too good. Why would you deserve that? Every time somebody says something along those lines to you, you have a choice. You can either buy that thought, bury it deep, and truly believe that about yourself, or you can put it back out there for sale and say, no, I refuse to believe that about myself. I refuse to buy that thought. That's not me. You cannot tell me who I am. So as far as manifestation goes, a lot of times we do not achieve the manifestations we would like because we are filled with bought thoughts. We feel we don't deserve it, or we haven't worked hard enough, or, you know, there's 1,000 different thoughts, 1,000 different bought thoughts out there that we may have. So this is my exercise for you for manifestation. Sit down with a pen and paper and go through a list of your whole entire life. Now, you may cry, you may get upset, you may get ticked, you may feel every single emotion on the spectrum, but it's required, and I will explain why. Write down every single thought. From the time you can first remember mom and dad not telling you they loved you enough, so you feel like you don't deserve love, to the time your boss said that you weren't inadequate for the job. Write down every thought. Every single one of those thoughts that made you doubt yourself, that you believed, that you changed your whole demeanor and your attitude to believe that thought. It's going to hurt. But it will bring you out of denial. It will truly bring you out of denial. And what you can do once you see all of these thoughts is let them go. Let them go. Give them back to eBay or Amazon. Tell them to put them up for sale because you don't want them anymore. And then focus on what you truly want to manifest and achieve it. Because there's nothing stopping you from achieving your dreams, your goals. Absolutely nothing but you. You are the reason why you're not achieving your manifestations. And I'm sure some of you guys out there right now are going, what the heck? What do you mean? I've worked hard. I've done everything I was told to do. Everything I was told to do to achieve this. Everything I've done it all. And you're telling me that I'm the one standing in the way of my manifestation? Yep. Yes, I am. It's your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs. Why don't you deserve to be happy? Why don't you deserve to be wealthy? Why don't you deserve to have everything you want? With the thinning of the veil this time of year, we have the ability to access that energy. All of us, every single one of us, even my cat, or I should say cat. I noticed the change in animals around this time of year too, especially in pets or those that are closest to us. They tend to kind of stare off into space a little bit more. They're a little bit more antsy, so forth and so on. They pick up on this energy as well. So if you notice a change in your pets, that's why. But we have the ability to access that energy and really harness it and focus on our goals and what we would like to do. And that is why this is a wonderful time of year for manifestation. We're accessing that other energy, that energy of the thinning veil, and we're using it to manifest what we would like. But this is a wonderful exercise for you guys to focus on your manifestations, to release those bought thoughts, to really achieve your goals. It's not going to happen overnight. And if it does for any of you, then, you know, good for you. I'm sure you're doing something amazing. But normally it doesn't happen overnight. It does not. Because for us to face every single one of those thoughts, for us to face every single one of those times when somebody said, no, you can't achieve that, or you don't deserve it, or you may want it, but you'll never have it, that's a lot of thoughts. And it's hard to let go of those. It really is, because that requires courage and confidence. And even though most of us truly do have courage and confidence, we don't always feel like we can access that. Sometimes we bury it very deep, but it's in you. And once you tap into that, And you start to let go, and it is a process of letting go. It is a process of taking that personality quirk out of you. You know, like when I go back to the job, you know, maybe my boss tells me, you know, you're inadequate for this job. You don't have the skill set. I don't know why we ever hired you. You know, you can only accomplish so much. So you believe that, and you don't try harder. And you feel like you can't learn more, so you don't even go for it. And you don't start looking for a new job even though your boss just disrespected you because you feel like you can't achieve anything more. When you start letting go of that thought and your boss is constantly back in your face going, well, you'll still never achieve it, and that twinge in you goes, wait a minute, maybe he's right. No, he's not. He's not right. What makes him right? Only you know what you're capable of. See, it's a process because we have to train ourselves that we no longer believe that we will no longer allow that in our heart or hearts of hearts, because we have a very deep heart. That is our soul center, and that is where we carry what we believe. Now, I see that we're starting to get, a little bit lower on time. We have about 25 minutes left in the show. And I really wanted to talk today about talking to loved ones or deceased ones, because this is the perfect time of year for it on multiple levels. So the veil is very thin, and we have access to our ancestors and our spirit guides and our loved ones that have, you know, passed away. But also, this is the best time of year for it because, and I will tell you this personally, I've lost a lot of people in my life. I've buried a lot of people in my life, including my biological father and one of the most amazing women that I've ever met in my life, and she was my great-grandmother. My great-grandma had so much spunk to her. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I think that I am the way I am because of her and my mom. and my grandma, the three of them, I swear, they growing up watching them three, it was like watching the Three Musketeers. It truly was. And it was an honor to be the fourth generation, to have all four generations alive together. But she passed, and this year, this time of year has always been truly hard for me, especially around Christmas, going into Thanksgiving. This was her time of year. She loved the holidays. She cooked. She was always very spunky. She lit up around the holidays. It was always the holidays were always for her. I remember going over my grandmother's growing up, and my great-grandma, okay, put up the Christmas tree. put it over here. Nope, okay, you need to change the lights. That don't look right. Like, I remember standing in the living room one day, and she taught me how to fold sheets, and she said, you'll make a good housewife one day. And I remember looking at her and going, but great-grandma, I don't want to be a housewife. And she goes, that's nice, but she'll make a good one. At least you'll know how to fold sheets. This is always the hardest time of year for me because of that loss. But in the same sense, I love this time of year because I know I feel her closer to me, and I know I hear from her more often around this time of year. So I'm sure that there's many of you out there who have lost loved ones, whether it be mom, dad, brother, sister, aunts, uncles, grandmas, great-grandmas, whoever that may be, friends, loved ones in any shape, form, or fashion, children. I have come across clients who've lost children. I truly believe that a child or a parent should never suffer the loss of a child. Never. But I cannot prevent that. And all I can do is say, I'm here to help. But I do know that there are people out there that have lost children. And that is one of the most horrendous losses. I mean, it that hurts really deeply. That is a horrible loss to lose a child, not see them grow. But that doesn't mean that other losses aren't significant. Every loss is significant in its own way. So this time of year is a perfect time of year to talk to those people, to really remember them, to tell them you love them, to receive messages from them or dreams or visions. Not everyone is a medium. I mean, if everyone was, I think that would truly be a blessing on this earth, but not everyone is a medium. And I don't know if that's partially because, some of us are afraid of that. You know, we don't want any negative spirits. We don't want any negative entities. We don't want that coming. I don't personally know if that is because it's a gift only given to certain. I'm not sure. But I know that everybody is not exactly a medium. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are still ways to talk to your loved ones. One of the biggest things I recommend to clients is before you go to bed at night, think of this, you know, your loved one that you've lost. Like for me, it would be my great-grandma. You know, for you, it might be a spouse or a loved one or, you know, a child, whoever it may be. Really focus on them. Focus on the memories you had with them. Focus on the love you had for them and allow yourself to drift to sleep. 9 times out of 10, because you're staying open-minded when you fall asleep, your subconscious is taking over. Your subconscious is taking over your consciousness. Consciousness is what we walk around with every single day. We're conscious. And with our conscious, you know, we think, we analyze, we feel, you know, all of these things. Well, when we fall asleep at night, you know, that tends to kind of darken a little bit, and our subconscious takes over. Now, our subconscious is our connection to the divine. It is the connection to everything spiritual. It is the connection to our intuition. And because we connect to our subconscious when we're asleep, we dream. We can dream. And this is how your loved ones and your ancestors and your spirit guides and your animal totems and the angels and all of those positive spirits and entities out there can come to you and give you messages. And, you know, some of these messages could be for guidance, or some of them could tell you the future. And some of them might just be simple messages of, I love you too, and I greatly miss you as well. But this is a really good way to connect. Now, there are different things that you can use to connect with spirits and ancestors. You know, a lot of people like to use Moldavite or Angelite for that. because it really amps up their intuition to be able to recognize the messages and the signs and the symbols around you. A lot of people like to use herbs. I actually like to make herbal sachets with mugwort, rosemary, yarrow, a little bit of anise. Anise is really good at amplifying your intuition. You know, a dream pillow, and that can help. That can also help with past lives if you really would like to learn about your past lives. But this is my biggest advice for you. They hear you every single day. They see you every single day. Now, clients always crack up about this because they're like, wait a minute, what about when I'm in the shower or the bathroom or when I'm in the bedroom getting dressed? No, they don't pay attention to that. They're not there for your private moments. They don't want to see that either. But they are there. They are there for the big moments. And they're there for the times that you're talking to them and the times that, you know, you're thinking about them. The veil between this world and the next thins very much so around this time of year. But I will be honest with you, it was thin to begin with. Your loved one is literally maybe a hair length away from you. That is how closely spirits surround us. That is how much they love us. That's how much they still stay around us. We just have to be open-minded to that, to the ability for them to maybe touch us or give us a sensation or maybe move things around the house to get our attention. Or maybe they're that creak at night when you hear somebody in the hallway and you're going, wait a minute, I know I'm the only one home, so who is walking? You know, they have the power to try to get our attention in any shape, form, or fashion with their energy. You know, they're trying. They're trying to let you know that they're there. The more open-minded you are and the more open-minded you stay, the more you will be able to connect with them. And the more you may be able to see them, hear them, or feel them. Now, myself as a medium, I do all three. I see spirits, I feel spirits, and I hear them. And I've been doing this for quite a while. Most of my life, I've been a medium. I closed it off when I was younger for a time. You know, it just didn't seem appropriate growing up that I could see people that other people couldn't see. But I really acknowledged it as I got older, and I really do work with it. You know, I, as a medium, it's actually one of my favorite gifts to be able to give people peace about their loved ones, to be able to give them a sense of peace that their loved ones are okay on the other side and that they're always there with you. But if you would like to connect with them, try some crystals. Crystals in the pocket or even wearing them can really help. It'll help that energy in the crystal will help loosen up that intuition in you. It'll help loosen up that capability in you. Try some herbs or a dream pillow. Mugwort tea before bed, and I know it don't taste that well. I know for a fact it does not taste that great. But it can help loosen up that intuition, and it can help you see them or sense them. Like I said, focus on them before you go to sleep at night. Meditation is a very wonderful way to connect to spirit guides and ancestors and loved ones. I actually just taught a class a couple weeks ago. I teach Wicca 1 and Wicca 2 and tarot magic, and I teach them other things as well. But I taught them a little bit about meditation. And meditation, for most of us, kind of goes like this. You have to quiet the mind. You have to be in complete balance. It has to be completely silent. You have to be completely private. There's all of these ideals out there about meditation. And one of the things that I discussed with my class, with my students, is that not all of those are true. Sometimes you just can't meditate in the quiet. Some people can't. I actually read with background noise. I have more focus on what I'm reading with background noise than if it's completely silent. Although, if you ask my family, they'll tell you I could probably read anywhere, anyhow, and I will ignore you when I'm reading, too. But I actually prefer background noise when I read. But some people can't meditate in pure silence. And then there's that ideal of, well, you have to quiet your mind entirely. Your mind has to be blank. Well, the mind doesn't always work that way. Our minds always have to be focusing on something. Imagine how many thoughts you think a day. whether it's I got to make dinner, I got to feed the baby, I got to wash the clothes, I got to pick up the children from school, I got to be to work, what if I'm late, did I eat any breakfast, I have a headache, I need some Advil. How many thoughts do we think a day? Lots and lots and lots. Now try to quiet your mind from all of those thoughts. It's not easy. So what I say with meditation is always have one thought and focus on that one thought. What I usually recommend is what I call your happy place. What is your happy place? If you could be anywhere in the world, where would it be that would make you extremely happy and give you a sense of peace and trust and awareness? Focus on that when you go into your meditation. Be surrounded by that place. My happy place is just so happens to be on a beach. And every time I go to that place, I'm sitting right in front of a fire because I love bonfires. And I can hear the ocean hitting up on the beach. My other second favorite happy place is a giant meadow full of wildflowers. I actually seen this place when I had a near-death experience when I was younger. But these are my favorite places. This is what helps me get into my meditation zone. Because I'm allowing myself to have one thought and focus on it, but it is a thought that allows all other thoughts to kind of dissipate. Now, once you're in your happy place, what does it feel like? Can you feel the breeze? Can you feel the sun? Can you feel the water, the sand, the dirt, the earth, the flowers, the trees? Can you hear the birds? Do you hear anything? What do you feel? What do you hear? And what do you see in your happy place? Really focus on that. Now you're in meditation. You are meditating. Now ask your spirit guides or your ancestors, your loved ones, I'm in my happy place. I'm in a place of trust and serenity. I am in a place that I feel completely calm, completely open, and completely aware. Please step forward and speak with me. Allow me to see you, or allow me to feel you, or please allow me to hear you. And allow them to do so. Do not be frightened. Do not be scared. Allow them to do this. Now, you may not feel like you get anything at all at first, and that's okay. Sometimes this doesn't come overnight. And sometimes our conscious leaks into our subconscious, into our meditation zone. And whether we're aware of it or not, we're still thinking, is this possible? Is this going to happen? Am I really going to be able to see them? You know, somewhere deep down, we're still thinking. So maybe it takes you a couple times to kind of get into that zone before you get anything. Sometimes it happens right off the bat because we are very open-minded and we're receiving those messages. Take the time to try this. Take the time to find your happy place. And this concept of meditation, of truly being able to do that and put yourself in your happy place in your zone and being open-minded enough to allow, you know, your loved ones to speak with you and hear and so forth and so on. And, you know, this concept can also really be used to reduce negativity. Every single human being on this planet has a psychic shield. Every single one of us. Every single one of us are intuitive in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, not everyone believes this, but I do. I believe that everyone has an intuition on some level. My intuition just happens to be high because I work with it every single day. Some intuitions may be higher than mine. Some may be lower. Some may be, you know, down at the bottom. Doesn't matter. Everyone has an intuition on some level. Has your child ever been sick and all of a sudden you just know? Or how about somebody close to you got in an accident or passed away and you had some type of feeling or sensation beforehand? Or how about a dream that came true? Or how about a sixth sense not to take that highway and come to find out there's a five-car pileup and you would have been in traffic for over an hour? We all have an intuition. A lot of people recognize it as a mother or father's intuition. But yes, we do have a very strong intuition. All of us have an intuition. So because we all have an intuition, we have a psychic shield. Now, a psychic shield is what I would like to call an energy barrier between you and everyone else. This barrier is formed so that you're not picking up on other people's negative thoughts or feelings. You're not picking up on spirits that you don't want to deal with. You're not, you know, picking up on anything that's not truly yours and part of your soul essence or part of your emotions or thoughts and feelings. Psychics have psychic shields. We work with these shields every single day because when a client sits down for a reading, I open my shield, I allow their energy to pour through so I can interpret it, and then at the end of the reading, I give that energy back and I close up my shield so that I'm not keeping their energy, that it's theirs and they keep it, they take it with them. And then also because when I connect to their energy, it creates a cord between me and that client. I'm pulling their energy in and I'm interpreting it, but they're also tapping into my energy, which means that they can drain me. So it's very cautious. There's always a cautious balance between a psychic or an intuitive and a client. And if that client needs help or they need energy, oh yes, I'm more than willing to give it. But it cannot be drained completely, or therefore I cannot help at all. But every person has a psychic shield, and psychics use these on a daily basis. So while you're doing this meditation and while you're putting yourself in your happy place, ask the universe to show you your shield. For some, it's a wall, a brick wall, a frozen wall. To some, it's white light or fire or candlelight. For some, it may be being surrounded by air, almost like in the center of a tornado or, you know, a whirlwind, a hurricane. For some, it might be being on an island and there's nothing but water around you. What is your psychic shield? Really try to access that. And then this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Try to push that shield out as far as it can go because it's like a rubber band. You need to know the extent of your capabilities. And then try to push it up because the further you can push it up, the more intuitive you're becoming. So these are some exercises, and working with that psychic shield will definitely reduce negativity. You'll stop picking up on it, and therefore you're only dealing with the negativity that you have personally. You're not picking up on anybody else's negativity. So these are some exercises that can help. Whether it's reducing negativity, manifesting, you know, working with the veil, talking to those who have passed, any of those things that, you know, I've discussed today. I want to say thank you to everyone for listening and joining in on the show today. We are running short on time. I appreciate it. I want to thank Penny Golden for allowing me to have this opportunity every month to speak with you guys and, you know, giving me the honor of doing this show. I love being able to connect with the community and new people in the community. I am here to help. That is my goal as a psychic. That is my goal as an intuitive. That is my goal with my business and what I do. That is my job. That is my love. That is my passion. Well, besides my husband, I love him too. He's going to listen to this later and be like, what about me? But this is what I do. This is a complete honor. So I want to thank all of you guys for listening and tuning into the show. I did want to kind of announce a couple things before I end the show. I've had a lot of requests to do readings on the air, and that was not my goal with this show. My goal was to, you know, talk about the truths about being psychic, to give advice and knowledge, to really share with the community what is it like for us? What is it like to be psychic on a daily basis? That was my goal with the show, but I've had a growing request for readings on the air. So I've done a lot of thinking about it because we do have a lot of amazing psychics who already do readings on the air for, you know, their shows on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. But for the month of December, I will do a little bit, probably the last half hour of the show, I'll do free readings. They will be mini readings. They will only be about one question, short, sweet, to the point, because I would like to talk to as many people and help as many people as possible. But for the month of December, as a happy Christmas or a Merry Christmas, I will be doing readings on the air and, you know, trying to help as many people as possible for the holidays. So if you want a little bit of a taste of what I do and how my readings are, I would say definitely stay tuned for the December show. As far as my monthly topic for next month, I haven't quite decided yet. November is a fun time of year. I haven't quite decided what my topic will be for next month or my guest, but always stay tuned, you know, on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. The shows are posted on there. stay tuned on BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. We post the shows on there. And always pick up the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine in the area. It's available online if you are not here in Michigan. It's available locally if you are here in Michigan Southeast. And you can also have it sent to you. You know, you can do a subscription as well. So, and all the radio shows are posted on the back of the magazine. You can see all of them in the monthly topics. All the hosts that do these shows are amazing. I actually get to work with most of these hosts, and I get to host my own show. So it's amazing to be able to work with all of these wonderful people, and definitely check out some of the other shows that are going on as well. If you would like to contact me personally, you can call me. My phone number is 313-516-8210. I do sessions Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. I do tarot readings, palmistry, psychometry, crystal ball, mediumship, empathy, tea leaves. I also offer spiral healings, which is a new practice that I'm doing, where not only does the spiral heal you, but it also helps you create a manifestation to the universe. I also do spiritual cleansings, parties. I do a lot of different services. So if you're ever interested, please give me a call. And if you do practice any of the techniques I talked about today, feel free to let me know. I do want to hear about it. You know, I'm not going to charge you to let me know how this worked. And 9 times out of 10, you know, by emailing me and giving me, a response, you know, if you say, you know, Courtney, this didn't work, but can you give me another technique? Yeah, I will respond and give you another technique. I'm more than willing to do that. But if you would like to call me for a session, my number again is 313-516-8210. You can also email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. And you can find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. So those are the ways that you can connect with me, and I hopefully look forward to hearing from some of you, especially on the feedback and the things that I talked about today, or even if you would like to give me some feedback on the show and what you think, if there's a topic you would like me to talk about in the future. You know, everyone has a curiosity about what it's like to be psychic, and I want to make sure that you guys are hearing some of the topics and some of the information you guys would like to hear about as well. Lastly, I just wanted to mention today there is a brand new radio show this afternoon at 1 p.m. It is Body, Mind, Spirit News. It will be the first radio show. It is brand new, and the staff here at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide will be discussing and talking about the magazine, and we would love your feedback. So I know a lot of the listeners out there listen to our shows monthly. You guys tune in and you guys listen to all of our shows, and we greatly appreciate it, especially, you know, I appreciate it as well. But today, you know, we will have the beginning of Body, Mind, Spirit News, and we'll be discussing the magazine and everything that's published and so forth and so on. So for all of you guys who read it and you listen to these shows and you follow us, feel free to call in this afternoon. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you guys think about this magazine and, you know, so forth and so on. We love feedback on that. Lastly, if you're ever interested in being on any radio show or part of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, you can contact me 734-513-6137, or you can actually email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. I do work for the guide. It is a pleasure, and I also work for the radio station as well. Lastly, I would like to leave you guys all with love and light. This is a time of year of manifestation. This is a time of year for thanks, and this is a time of year for positivity. This is a time of year that, you know, stay strong, stay positive. Really ask yourself, where am I and who would I like to stay as? You know, who would I like to be? You can accomplish so much if you just believe in yourself. I would like to thank you all for listening today and tuning in. And I would like to thank everybody for being a part of the show. And I wish everyone a happy Halloween, a happy October, and I will see you all next month. Thank you. Bye-bye.